bridge to meter net. Your net controls on that is kilowatt 4 Oscar India Mike K4 OIM. My name is Walt. My location is up here at Lake Bowen in Inman. And in the interest of in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Is it at an elevation of 3,500 feet and has an effective radiating power of 100 watts? The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Traffic for the net tonight. Please call K4OIM. Any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call K4OIM. Heard, but before I begin the road call, I've got an announcement for the net. I'll go ahead and do it now because I know a lot of people, especially on Echo Link, once they check in, they sign out. And the pre-check-ins, they wait to see if they've been recognized, and then they sign out. And the RF section, I know a lot of people just check in, and then they ain't got nothing for right to, they sign out. But during the month of July, KM4HTP, Miss Wendy, and AA4RM, Robert, they are trying to honor and recognize Mr. Ray Allison, K4SUG. He passed away last month, and his birthday is in, I forget what day, but it's in July. He would have been 92 years old. And Ray was very instrumental in getting this net started and getting the repeater up on the Caesar's Head. And in a way to honor Ray, we want at least 100 people to check in to the net on Monday night all through the month of July. And I know Wendy and Robert would be very glad to have y'all check in. So that is my announcements. And Tuesday night, we'll start the net with India through Lima, I through Ale. But before we get to the RF section and the pre-net, we'll check to see if we got any Echo Link stations. And Echo Link stations only. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
K4OIM, please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John Brown Summit, North Carolina. And I'll hang around and chat with you.
Okay. John's the only one we got up right now on Echo Link. That's, KM4RJM, John, and he's up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And I've got you marked down for some right to, John. Go ahead to him. We'll start the net now with the pre-check-ins. First, we got W4FMC. That's Fred, and he brings along his wife, Isla, N4IEI, and they're over in Traveler's Rest. And they are really check in to the net every night. And then we got K4OSH, that's Pat, he's over in Malden. And KA5WLL, that's Leroy, and he's in Taylor's. 4TS. That's Jim down in Pelzer, And then N4DJC, that's my friend Jerry over in Anderson. And then W4CTW, Tyler and Taylor's. K4XMR, that's Mail down in Prosperity. Mail, if you're listening, I believe this is the first time you checked into my net. I appreciate you checking in, Mail. And then we got W2MJB. That's Mark. He's one of our net controllers. He usually calls the net on Sunday night. He's in Simpsonville. And he brings along his wife, KM4HTP, Miss Wendy. And she is an alternate Monday night net controller. Thank you, Mark and Wendy, for checking in tonight. Then KC4W, that's Bill. He's one that's loyal about checking in, too, and he's in Anderson. Then that's it. I already got John checked in here. I will now begin the regular RF portion of the check-in. It being Tuesday night, we start with India through Lima. Any station with the first letter in the prefix, if you call, please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM. And Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec X-ray. It's Jeff down in Felser. I'll be negative and negative. I appreciate you calling the net tonight, Walt. Have a good evening and thanks again.
Oh, I am. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. I'm saying 73s for each one of you.
Hope you and the family are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net, Walt. Good evening to you and your family. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
4OIM. It's always my pleasure to check into your net. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. I do hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
Net control, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Golf Tango, India. KN4GTI, John, currently mobile in Lawrence. No traffic.
OIM.
I am check in, out of turn. Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November, Papa. Landing via Echo Link, Liberty, in and out.
OIM.
Hello.
Andy, you died out on me there. I heard you say something about your battery pack, and that was it. I'll go ahead and read the names off of the ones I've got here. And I'll come back to you, Andy. Landon, I got KG4, and that was all I got. Could you come back with your call, name, and where you're located?
Call is Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey, November, Papa. Name is Landon. Located in Liberty, and I'll be in and out.
A group out of that. First, we got KO4JQX. That's Jeff down in Pelzer. Be cheerful out there, Jeff. Glad you could check in. And then KK4JFQ. That's James up in Tuxedo. I think I know it wasn't. It's, KF4, let me find it again. K KF4KFO. That's James up in Tuxedo. I got you straight now, James. Appreciate you checking in tonight. Then W4IOE. That's my friend Sid up at Fletcher. Sid, you want to plug your net?
Yeah, excuse me, goodness. I'm thinking about what you're just calling out. K4OIM, this is W4IOE. Thank you, Walt. Folks, we have the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club net in Henderson County. 8 o'clock Sunday evenings, 146-640, the tone of 91.5. Thank you, Walt. Appreciate you calling the net, and thank you for letting me make that announcement. W4IOE, back to net.
Always glad to have you check in. And then next, we got KK4JBQ, that's Larry, and he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK, and they make their home over in Greer. Thank you, Larry, for checking in. I always love to hear you when you check in. And then we got KF4GTI, that's John down in Lawrence, and then KG4WNP, that was Landon, and they checked in by way of Echo Lake over in Liberty. And Andy, did you get your battery pack switched out? Anybody else, if the first letter in the suffix of your call begins with I through L, please call K4OIM or net control.
Be better now. Kilo India 4 Lima Zulu India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round table.
That's KI4LZI. Up in on Table Rock. Always love to talk to you, Andy. Appreciate you checking in. All right, one last call. I through L, please call K4OIM or net control. All right, I got them all on the first go round. Maybe they'll come back, a few of them on the second shift. We'll move it up now to M through P, Mike through Papa. If the first letter in the suffix of your call begins with M through P, please call K4OIM or net control.
OIM. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. My husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick. And our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec. Shell, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
OIM. Walt, please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4, November Hotel. KO4, NNH. My name is Fred. I am mobile in Piedmont tonight. 73 to you, Walt, and all in the net. I'll be negative and negative.
Net control. Duo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee, Larry down here in Simpsonville. Getting over a terrible case of poison ivy and using my new class of license, which is general, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Came, please. Well, Simpsonville.
Hi, Larry. First, we got KI4LZI. Well, I done announced, Andy. First we got up, KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena over in Piedmont. And then she brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. And they are over in Piedmont. And then we got KO4NNH, Fred, and he's in Piedmont. Glad you could bring that group along from Piedmont.
been KO4MWK, Larry down in Simpsonville with a bad case of poison oak. Can't say nothing about that because I've never had it. I have it out. I got a bunch of trees out here in front of my shack. Got poison oak growing all up them and poison ivy. And I get out there and pull the vines off with my hands and no gloves on. I just never had it, but I had two brothers that could just look at it and break out. From what they say, I feel sorry for you, Larry. But appreciate you checking in.
Hey, Walt, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee. I must have misstated. I'm sorry.
I'm straightening out there. Is there anybody else? M through P, Mike through Papa, please call K4. We're at that group too, and it's not even halfway through the net, and I've already got half a page filled up. Looks like this is going to be a good night for check-ins. We'll move it up to the next group now. Quebec through Tango, Q through T. If the first letter in the suffix of your call begins with Q through T, please call K4OIM or net control.
Check in Alpha, Alpha 4, Romeo, Mike, AA4RM. This is Robert. I'm in Easley. And I have a brief announcement. Otherwise, be negative and negative.
Bye, M. Check in Whiskey November 4, Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
4OIM. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray. And I'll be negative and negative.
In location, please.
I'm sorry. I'm Jim in Dacusville.
Right up is 884RM. That's Robert. Robert, when I started the net, I made the announcement about what you and Wendy are doing, but you can go ahead and add to it in case I miss something. So if you want to, go ahead and make your announcement there, Robert.
Okay, I'll be brief here. And actually, I've got one other announcement I want to mention, too. July, this will be my number one, so we can get a couple of traffics in here. July meeting of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society will be happening online this coming Monday night also. If you'd like to get the information on that, it starts at 7 o'clock, and you can check the Brars.cc website. It's got the link to the meeting, and if you'd like to join in, if you're a member, you need to be there. If you're not a member and would like to kind of find out what's going on in the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, you can join us Monday night at 7 o'clock. And now my announcement number two, as you mentioned a few minutes ago, we're trying to get 100 check-ins every Monday night during July, and that'll start next Monday night, July 5th. So get your celebrating over early and get inside and get checked in on the net. If you can't be there, check in on the website, pre-check-in. We're actually going to try to get 100 check-ins over the air, so we're going to count those if we have to, but hopefully we won't have to, so that's the way we'll be dealing with it on Monday night. At least that's my goal. I want to get 100 check-ins over the air, or at least over the air and on Echo Link. But anyway, I appreciate it, Walt, and that'll be my two announcements for tonight, AA4RM, back to net.
I'm glad you announced that. I've never checked in by Zoom or anything like that, but I am a member. I joined about 6 weeks ago, and I'll figure this out, how to do it on my desktop, and I'll check in. Does anybody need any fields on announcement that Robert made? Looks like they all got it and understood it. Appreciate you checking in and making that announcement, Robert. And then W4NS, that's Chris and Lyman. He's always faithful about checking in. Thank you, Chris. Then KO4RAX. That's Jim. I believe this is the first time you've checked in with me, Jim, and he's down in Dacresville. This is the first time this net's called nightly at 9 o'clock, and usually a different net controller each night, and we'd be glad for you to check in when you can. So, are there anybody else, Q through T, please call K4OIM or net control.
Net control. Please check in slightly out of turn. Please copy Kilo 9 Oscar Hotel. That's K9OH. Billy, I'm located in Anderson this evening. Also, please check in my wife, Nancy. Her call is Kilo November 4, Delta Bravo, Quebec. We'll both be in and out this evening. $73 on the net. Good evening, all.
We're mobile in that.
Not mobile, and I'm stationary in Anderson. You do not want me to drive, sir.
73 years old, and that's one reason I don't go to the meetings. After it gets dark, I can't see. But I've got cataracts on both my eyes, and they're supposed to be taking them off in August. But I appreciate you checking in, Billy. That was K9. He's over in Anderson, and he brings along his wife, Nancy, KM4DBQ. Really appreciate that, Billy. All right, one more call, Q through T. Please call K4OIM or net control. All right, looks like we got another one up on Echolink. Echolink station and Echolink stations only. Please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM. Good evening, Walter. If you will, please check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Walter, yourself and all the net. No traffic and no queue.
That was KA4PQA. That's my friend Stephen down in Greenwood. Glad you could check in, Stephen. And I'm going to try to check into those nets you were telling about. But I had been to the doctor, and I was in no shape the other night to even get on the radio, but I'll get checked into it. Appreciate you checking in, Stephen. I've been on up now to the next group, all the way to the end of the alphabet, uniform through Zulu. If the first letter in the suffix you can call begins with U through Z, please call K4OIM or net control.
You get the health of your eyes taken care of, and then after that, and then after that, both of our nets will be there for you. We'll still be there for you whenever you get that taken care of, Walt. KA4PQA.
All right, Stephen, appreciate that. All right, you through Z, please call K4OIM or net control.
November 4, Uniform Zulu, Mike. I'm down here in Gray Court. I'll be negative and negative.
Oh. And Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo, November. K4VKN. This is Alan. I'm in Peapot, and we'll be negative and negative. And Walt, you're doing a fine job tonight, mighty fine. We'll be negative and negative, and we'll say 73 to everybody on the net.
Kilo Charlie 4, Yankee Lima Charlie, KC4YLC, David. I'm mobile between Clinton and Whitmire. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be in and out.
Again, K4XMR. This is Mel in Prosperity, South Carolina. Negative and negative.
The N4UZ, that was Mike down in Gray Court. Glad you checked in there, Mike. And then K4BKN, Allen over in Piedmont. Man, I'm getting a lot of people from Piedmont tonight. Glad to have you check in, Allen. Then KC4 XLC that David, he's mobile down in Clinton, and between Clinton and Whitmire. Glad you checked in with me, David. Then K4XMP, that's mail down in Prosperity. Mel, I had you down on the early check-in, so I'll just mark that one out so my count will be right, but I'm glad you checked in, Mel. Is there anybody else, you through Z? Please call K4OIM or next control. Like we got all of that group. So now we'll move up to A through B. A through D, I'm sorry. Alpha through Delta. Get the first letter of the suffix of your call begins with A through D. Please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM. Really enjoying your net tonight, Walt. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
I am. Please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bright joint. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
I am. You're doing well. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2 BYQ, David and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73's to you and everybody on the net.
Yeah. Well, please check in Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland. We're located in Pickens. And good evening to all fellow hams.
I am. And KO4CEF, this is Andrew and Emmett, and I will be negative and negative nine.
Check with your location, please.
Emmett and Walt.
All right, Andrew. All right, first in this group is W4DJW. Dave, that's our net manager. And Dave, we appreciate all you do for the net and, keeping somebody here to call the net every night. Sometimes emergencies happen, but you always figure something out, Dave. Really appreciate you. And Dave's over there in Greer. And then next we got KI4DOS. That's my buddy Gary over in Easley. And he is our Wednesday night net controller. And if you want to buy, sell, or trade some radio equipment, check in tomorrow night and Gary has the swap net where you can list what you want to sell or what you want to buy and all of that. And Gary brings along his wife, K3JOY, that's Miss Joy, and they're over in Eastley. Then we got KB2BYQ, that's David. He's over there in Easley also. And then KI4CJW, that's my friend Roland. Roland, I'll give you a call, and I'm going to try to get over there this weekend. And I know it's going to be a busy weekend, but I'll give you a call before I hit that home. And Roland, he's over there in Pickens. And then we got KO4CEL. That's Andrew. And he's up here close to me in Inman. Glad you get checked in, Andrew. I checked on the internet the other night to see how many ham operators were in the 29349 zip code area. And it looks like there are about 60 of us up here in Inman. I wouldn't have believed that. But glad you could check in, Andrew. All right, anybody else, A through D, please call K4OIM or net control.
This is K1CJW, Roland. You said KI 1 CJW. The correct call is Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Did you get that?
Yeah, Roland, that's what I had wrote down, but I ain't used to a 1 call. That 9 call a while ago kind of threw me, but I've got K1. I'm just not used to having a K1 call come in here, but I got you wrote down right, Roland. Appreciate it. Now we're going to move up to the patient group here. And if I get many more check-ins, I'm going to have to do like that Bob Seger song, Turn the Page, because I'm getting my logbook filled up on this page. I appreciate all y'all checking in. All right, anybody echo through hotel, E through H, please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM. In Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Walt, thank you for calling the net.
4FGE, Kilo Golf 4, Foxtrot Golf Echo. Mic up in Traveler's Rest. I'm negative and negative. 73 to everybody on the net.
4OIM. Check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November Harry in Keller, North Carolina. Negative, negative night, Walt. Sounds like you're having fun.
Please check in, Kilo 8, Hotel Alpha November, K8HAN, Brian in Greenville. I'll stick around and talk to you because I'm having a good time listening.
Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Foxtrot X-Ray. Bravo, that's KO4SXB, that's Ryan and Fairplay. I'll be negative and negative, and thanks for running the net.
K4FGE station in Traveler's Rest, could you come back with your name, please?
K4FGE, this is Mike in Traveler's Rest.
All right, first we got up. It's KO4HKX. That's Patrick. Glad to hear you checking in tonight, Patrick. And I was down here messing around in the shack today, and I heard you on the radio, and you got your new truck and got back home safe. Glad you could check in, Patrick. And then we got K4FGE, that's Mike in Traveler's Rest. Glad you checked in with me, Mike. Then KC4EZ, and that's Harry. And he's up in Candler. All right, Harry. John up there, KM4RJN, he's going to be disappointed that you didn't have no stories to tell tonight. But appreciate you checking in, Harry. And then we got K84HAN. That's Brian, and he's over in Greenville. And Brian, I got you down for some right chew, buddy. And then we got KO4FXB. That's another Brian. He's down in Fairplay. Glad you checked in tonight, Brian, down there in Fairplay. All right, anybody else that go through hotel, please call K4OIM or net control.
A correction on the call sign, Walt. It's Kilo 8, Hotel Alpha November. Kilo 8, Hotel Alpha November, Brian Greenville.
I don't know what I see. Well, I do, too. Now I'm looking, I got the leg on my A going to my end, but I've got your K8HAN. I got you straightened out here, Brian. All right, looks like we got off of that group. Now we'll open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. If you got a letter in the prefix, you call it all. Please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM. Please check in KE4IR Steve in Inman,
and I'll be negative and negative.
OIM. Kilowatt Oscar 4 India Whiskey. KO4IW Ben in Easley, South Carolina. And I've got no traffic and no wreck to you. I hope you have a wonderful night tonight.
Kilo Bravo 3 Kilo Victor Tango KB3 KBT Doc, that's Delta Oscar Charlie in North Pickens, Tater Hill.
Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. Name is Tommy, I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Control, the 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet Mobile in Taylor's, negative and negative, over. Please, name is Gene, G-E-N-E, over.
All right, Gene here. We got K4FGE, that's Mike, over in Traveler's Rest, and KC4ECN. Well, I done got Harry. I'm calling out the ones I've already got. I'm sorry about that. I usually make a mark where I stop checking in. And I think I got KA4HAN at Brian in Greenville. And then KO4FXB, that was Brian in Fairplay. And here's where I started the new ones. KE4IR, that's Steve, and he must be up here close to me in Inman. Glad you could check in, Steve. And then KO4IW, that's Ben in Easley. Got a good group from Easley checking in tonight. Glad you could check in, Ben. And then KB3KVT, that's Doc, and somewhere called Taylor, Lover, Pickens. So I imagine Doc's out there in the country. Glad you checked in, Doc. And then K4XB, that's Donnie, he's over in southern Greenville. And W4FHG, that's Gene, and he's over in Taylor's. Glad we got all y'all checked in. And KO4IW, man, over in, no it wasn't. It was KB3, KBT, Doc up there at Tater Hill. Doc is, doggone, I can't think of his name, Gary. As he says, you really got the door prize tonight. You was my 50th check-in. All right, anybody else out there, A through Z, before we get into the right queue portion, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Alpha 4, Echo, November, Delta. Nice, buddy. I'm in Taylor's. Checking the negative and negative.
For a correction.
Just call right, KA4END. Is that correct? Give me your name and location.
Yeah, it's Echo, November, Delta. Name is Buddy.
For correction.
That's a confirmative.
For a correction.
Go ahead, recheck.
This W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. The last letter of my call is Juliet. I believe you had golf. Over.
E in your name. Too close to the J, but I got W4FHJ. Gene and Taylor's. I had it right in my book. I just didn't say what I was looking at, Gene. I'm sorry, but I had it down right in the book. All right, anybody else, A through Z, please call K4OIM or Net Control. Is that someone trying to check in?
W4FHJ trying to hang up my microphone. I'm mobile.
Call sign and name, please.
W4, Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene. I hit the PTT a couple of times. I was trying to hang up my microphone. That's all. Over.
Okay, Gene. I'm doing worse than that. I was down here this evening trying to check into the South Carolina sideband net, and they wasn't hearing me, and I looked at my radio, and I didn't have no signal going out. I said, what in the world's wrong with my radio? And I turned around and looked, and I had my 2-meter mic in my hand and was hollering on the HF station. And I've done that a couple of times. And I got you, Gene. Appreciate you coming back. All right. Looks like we got them all. This is K4OIM, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all of you that checked in, all station wishing to secure now, they do so. So, we will now begin the right view portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between right views. And when I got up on the net is my buddy John up there in Brown Summit, KM4. RJM, what's on your mind, John?
K4OIM, KM4RJN. Just checking up on you, Walt. How you doing there, buddy?
I ain't doing what that doctor told me. He told me to quit taking that omeprazole for the acid reflux because of the ulcers. They think that's what caused them. And all last week, I thought I was going to die. They was 2 nights. I didn't sleep at all. I was all night throwing up, all night, 2 nights. And I can't keep nothing on my stomach. And yesterday morning, I come down here and mix me up one of those Carnation instant breakfast to drink. And I said, I was hurting so bad, John, I couldn't stand it. I said, the heck with it. I opened my filing cabinet up, got that big old ball of omeprazole and took it, and I ain't hurt since. And he said he was going to get me something else to take, but I hadn't seen it. And every time I call the office, he's not in, or either he's busy and leave my number, he'll get back. He ain't got back, so I'm taking the omeprazole where I can get some rest and I can eat.
I'm sorry to hear that, Walt. Well, I hope you keep bugging him, keep calling him. I had a call from my doctor's office. I had to go in and get some blood work before the surgery. So I went in the other day and they pulled out a half a gallon or so of blood to test it for this and that and the other. And then they called me today and said, well, we forgot to do one of the tests that was on the list, so you need to come back in so we can draw some more blood. I thought, is that a way to run a railroad? But in any event, I'm doing all right. I hope you get to doing better there, Walt. And you're right. I'm disappointed Harry didn't have a good story for us. But, you know, what can I say? In any event, I just want to check up on you, Walt, see how you're doing, chat with you for a little bit. I'll back on out of here and say 73s to everybody. You take care of yourself now, brother. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
I know how it is when they get that half a gallon of blood. When I was in the hospital after they operated on my neck where I broke it, they tell me to get some rest, but yet every hour, 24 hours a day, they was in there drawing blood. They'd wake me up to get blood, and then now you go back to sleep. About 55 minutes later, they were back in there. All right, I appreciate you checking in, John. Look for you next week. All right, there's anybody else out there that want to check in to Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Net, please call K4OIM or Net Control. Heard there. So I'll go back to K8HAN, Brian, over in Greenville. What you got for us tonight, Brian?
It's K8HAN. I want to talk about HF tonight. I got my general license. I got a radio. I got a 100-foot wire hanging in my backyard. And I've only been successful with it on 40 meters. And I wondered if you have had success ever on 20 or any other band, and what I'm doing wrong, why I'm not able to make any contacts on those other bands. What do you think?
The old-in antenna tuner?
I'm using a manual tuner. I connect it and tune it for each band as I try to use it.
It's aggravating, but with a manual tuner, I've got a big MFJ manual tuner here that handles 1,500 watts, and I had a smaller one, and I couldn't hear the bands. And then I bought that MFJ automatic antenna tuner that was rated at 200 watts, and that thing, it would tune anything instantly, and it would remember the frequency it was tuned to. And every time you switch bands on the radio, you didn't have to touch it. It'd automatically go back to the setting it was on for that frequency you was on before. Manual tuner will do it, but it takes some, really takes some patience, Brian.
FJ, Mike, Foxtrot, Juliet, you're saying with the tuner?
I ain't pushing it, but I bought this Yaesu FT950. And it's really got a good tuner in it. And then I bought that big MFJ tuner, the manual one that's rated at 1,500 watts. I had it hooked up going into the radio, and I switched the automatic antenna tuner and the radio off. And I got so aggravated with that manual tuner, I just took it out of line, because it's every time, just the slightest change in frequency, them manual tuners will go off, and they are aggravating. And this automatic tuner I got, I was sitting here today thinking that tomorrow night when Jerry has the swap net, I was going to put it on the swap net. What kind of HF radio you got? 718.
It's a, you know, pretty basic radio. It's got a SWR meter in it. When I tune, I can see the SWR is around 1, so it looks like it's tuned pretty well. Wondering if it's just the time of day or something that I'm trying to go out.
But, you should be able to tune, but right now, 20 meters is not that active at all. I've got a 20-meter double bazooka antenna that I had up. And right now I got a 80-meter, 40-meter fan dipole up that I use for 80 and 40. And I can tune that thing on 20 to a perfect 1.1 to 1. But this automatic antenna tuner I got, it'll work straight through with any radio, but you can. I've got the patch cable that goes from the radio to the back, or from the tuner to the back of your radio. You should have a socket on back to plug in an external tuner. If you don't, it can go straight through. But this automatic antenna tuner, you plug it into the radio. The cord I got for it, I believe, is for a Kenwood. But if you can order a cord for any radio from MFJ, I think it's $19 is what I paid for it. I bought this one 2 years ago at the Hamfest up Shelby, new in the box. Yeah, I still got the box and all for it.
thought I had a cable part for a Yaesu, but I don't. And I was thinking about listing it on SwapNet tomorrow night for $75. And they ain't a thing wrong with it.
Into SwapNet tomorrow night. I don't know. I'm pretty new at the whole thing. I've been making contacts about 1,000 miles away on 40 meters, so I figure at least that part's working really good, pretty happy. Everybody says they copy me 5.9 and stuff. Just the other bands are kicking my butt.
100-foot wire is... they're sort of aggravating a tune. If you cut it for, well, 80 meters is, I think, 120-something feet. But if it's cut for 40 meters, 20 meters is a harmonic of 40 meters. If you just had a short, is it a long wire or is it center fed?
It goes up in the middle and guess goes out 51 feet both directions.
Like a G5RB. That thing ought to tune 20 meters.
Yeah, it's a G5RV, that's right. And maybe it's just the band's not active, like you said. Maybe I'm just not being patient. I mean, every time you sit down and try to talk on 20 meters, is there someone there that answers, or do you have days where you go without it?
I'm making many contacts on 20 meters. I'm just running that fan dipole and 100 watts. And the reason I'm selling this automatic antenna tuner, yeah, I'm trying to get the money up to go to Shelby this Labor Day weekend and find me about a 500 to 800 watt amplifier.
Do more power. I got 100 watts from the radio, and that's all I got. Don't even know what the world of more power looks like yet.
Every night at 7 o'clock is the South Carolina single sideband net. It's on 3.915 megahertz, and it's a pretty good net to check into. They got a different net controller every night, just like we do here on these Blue Ridge repeaters. But will that thing tune 80 meters?
I tried it. Most of the reading I've done, people, they talk about 40 meters, they talk about 80 meters. That's where I've been focusing my attention. I've only been at this about a month or so pretty new.
Patience on getting you general. I've been a ham for 43 years now, and the 39 years, I was a novice, and all I could use was Morse code, and I swore once I learned 5 words a minute, I'd never use Morse code again. But I wasn't allowed to talk sideband except on 10 meters from 28.300 to 28.500. And at that time, the sunspot cycle was wide open. And I had a little 25-watt mobile Radio Shack radio that didn't put out but 25 watts, and I took an extension cord and separated it and had each leg, I believe, 8'6", and I didn't have that thing 10 feet off the ground, and I worked the world on that thing. The sunspot cycle's beginning to come around now, and 20 meters, it's usually, when it does open up, it's early in the morning. Well, about 9, 10, 11 o'clock, and then it goes away again.
Dude, I'll try it early in the morning, try to decide whether I got a tuning problem or an antenna problem or just choosing the wrong time of day to check it. I don't know. I'll see it. And speaking of Morse code, I have been I've been learning it. It's been a couple of weeks, and I've been up from not knowing a single dit or dash to about 5 words a minute, even on the receiving side. So that's been a fun adventure. Can't wait to get out there and try that on HF.
Really enjoy it. I bought a new key about 3 weeks ago. I bought it from a Solid Keys widow up in Fairview, North Carolina, up above Fletcher. It's, can't think of the name of it now. A Ken Pro KK70. Man, this thing is beautiful. It's chrome sitting on a marble base with a clear dust cover over it. It's a straight key. My brother come over here, and he's a big-time CB-er.